It's a family tradition around the holidays. Lots of folks will have a little group trip to the movies. Of course, getting everyone to agree on what to see, well, that could be a challenge. To help you out with that, we have ABC7's Arch Campbell joining us live. We're going to talk about some of the movies that are opening on or around Christmas Day. Arch, good to have you with us on WTOP again.
That's why they invented the multiplex, so that families can split up exactly. Once they get at the theater. And it's also why they invented the rating system.
Absolutely.
The time between the week before Thanksgiving and New Year's Day is almost as big as the summer blockbuster season. And actually, since Thanksgiving, three of the year's biggest movies have opening. They're Twilight, Skyfall, the James Bond movie, and I guess you got to throw The Hobbit in there, too.
So we know that there are a couple of movies opening tomorrow as well, on Friday, The Guilt Trip and This Is 40. Have you anything to say about those?
There's probably about 10 or 12 movies opening between Wednesday. The Guilt Trip opened yesterday and next Tuesday, Christmas Day. I saw The Guilt Trip.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. It's Barbara Streisand as an overbearing mother, so there's typecasting right there, with Seth Rogen as her nebbishy son, and they go on a road trip together. And the reason I really like The Guilt Trip, what it taps into is nobody ever wins an argument with their mother. Nobody ever wins an argument with their mother. And basically the two of them are together, and it's very funny, and it has a nice sweet payoff. And that probably is the general everybody in the family would like movie for the holidays. Mm. So I like The Guilt Trip. They are reissuing Monsters. Remember the animated movie?
Sure, yeah.
Now it's Monsters 3D. And I imagine Monday morning, Monsters 3D will probably be the number one movie for the weekend.
Mm.
As for This Is 40... You know, that's Judd Apatow, and I think he's made some really great R-rated comedy. He made The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Bridesmaids, Knocked Up. This is Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann, and it is an unencumbered look at marriage today. They're trying to put the zing back in their marriage. The thing is long. There's some hilarious moments. Melissa McCarthy shows up as an angry parent in a conference, which is, she ad-libbed it, and it's hilarious. Albert Brooks is Paul Rudd's deadbeat dad, always asking him for money because he started a second family of his own. Some of it is long and boring, and then something will jump up, and it's hilarious. So I'm kind of mixed on This Is 40.
It's so hard with a sequel to get the magic again sometimes.
Now, here's something we got to bring into the conversation. There's two movies coming up for the holidays. One is Jack Reacher. That's Tom Cruise as an army guy who's this detective police type guy. And the other one is Django Unchained. There is a timing issue with both of those movies because they are incredibly violent, and the violence is gun violence. I understand Jack Reacher was going to have a premiere in Pittsburgh. It starts with a sniper attack of innocent people being killed.
Mm.
And I don't think in this atmosphere that's the kind of thing you want to see.
Yeah.
As for Tarantino's Django Unchained, people were already standing up at previews saying it was uncomfortable because it's slavery. It's the Confederacy. It's Jamie Foxx as a freed slave who becomes a bounty hunter. And if you thought Inglourious Basterds was violent, this thing tops that.
Wow.
So I even heard a rumor that they were going to delay the opening of Django Unchained. I won't believe it until I see it. But those two movies have probably the worst timing of the year, and we'll see how the conversation goes for that. Mm-hmm. And then Christmas Day is Les Miserables, which is probably the prestige picture of the year. And if you love the musical, what I liked about the movie of Les Miserables is I could really follow the story. Because, you know, I've gone to see the play several times, and every time I see it, it's, huh? What? What happened? Who's that?
It's hard to follow.
It is. But with the movie, I think it's the first time I actually understood what was going on. The singers are mixed. Russell Crowe is a great actor. And as a singer, he makes a great actor. But Hugh Jackman is great, so it looks beautiful.
Arch, we appreciate it. We're up against the clock, but you've given us some good choices here for Christmas Day, and we're looking forward to hearing some of your best picks of the year a bit later. That's ABC7's Arch Campbell.